Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to add on the tax. You win
all right. Greetings. You are listening to Blog Talk Radio. Your host is Pastor Janice Ward. I have encountered some technical difficulties on this evening, and I want you to just stand by, and I will be with you briefly. I thank God for coming into your workplace, coming into your homes, into your automobiles, or wherever Blog Talk Radio finds you. I am your host, Pastor Janice Ward, and I am the pastor of God House Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry, and my co-pastor is Shirley Cooks of Livermore, California, with No Bounds Ministry. We're a combined ministry, and God is doing, as I foreseeded earlier this week, God is doing a great work in our ministry. I just thank him for all the souls that's being brought to the altar. I just thank God, because in the times that we're living in, we need people to go out and compel men and women to give their life to God. So I'm so happy to be able to come before you today, Tuesday. We are in almost close to Thanksgiving, just a few more days. The day is the 20th of November, 2012, and I thank God for giving me this opportunity to come before your presence on tonight. And our theme tonight is No Money, Your Stamp, Please. Now, God gave me that while I was sitting in my living area. I was wanting to know what could I come with that would really, you know, set the stage. And as I was just sitting there, I don't know if I was eating my meal or what I was doing, but I was sitting there. I might have been looking at the movie with my granddaughter. But anyway, God brought that to me, and I said, wow, God, I said, you are so awesome. Because, you know, whenever we don't know what to say, God will give us what to say. And I just thank God because he's such a good God. And if you want to call in, that call-in number is 646-230-74. That number again is area code 646-230-74. You can call in with any of your comments that you would like to share, and I just tell you that, you know, whatever you would want to share is welcome here. We welcome your comments. They are welcome here. This is a stage where we interact. I present to you the Word of God. And if you have any questions or anything that you would want to, any answer questions that you would want to submit, then you can freely do so. But anyway, like I was first stating, that God gave me that title. And that title, once again, is No Money, Your Stamp, Please. Now, as we begin to live out our lives here in this time, because we know we're living in the 21st century, we're already in 2012. We don't know when God is going to crack that cloud and come after us, but we know that we should be ready. He said that keep your house in order. I'm not talking about the house that you stick your key into and open up the door where you go and you lie down, your sleeping quarters, you go and you have your cooking areas. I'm not talking about that kind of house. The house that I am talking about is that spiritual house that you have, that heart. And so God wants us to keep our house in order, because we don't know the time or the hour that God will appear. He said that he's coming like a thief in the night. So we know with that retrospect that we should always stay kingdom ready. And I just want to share a few of my thoughts with you on tonight. And I know that we're living in perilous times, to where, you know, it's so much happening around the world. I mean, you can cut the radio on and there's chaos. Look like everywhere you turn, you know, people is killing people, and they are going to the workplace and shooting innocent standbys, employees, and then turning the gun on themselves for an easy escape. So we know that we're in the perilous times. But what I want to talk to you about tonight is, when I said that no money, your stamp, please, I am talking in reference of the dollar, the currency dollar that you and I use every day to buy commodities, to go to the department store and buy our clothes, to go to the shoe store and buy our shoes, to go to the salon and get our hair done, go to the nail salon and get our nails done. We have so many outlets that we can't even name them all. But we do know that it takes money to go to these places. So when I said that no money, your stamp, please, I'm talking about we are going to be living in a time where your money will be obsolete and of any importance. The trader won't need your insufficient funds. So those of you that are the government will put in place, it'll be the people that will be ruler over you and I. And so in order for the person like us, we're shoppers. So in order for us to buy or trade, then we will have to have a stamp put in across our forehead. The Bible says that the stamp will be put across your forehead or in your right hand. Now this stamp is a necessity if you want to purchase food, clothes, automobile. If you want to go to the dealership and purchase a car, you have to have this stamp. If you want to buy a house, buy into real estate, you have to have this stamp. And if you want to do any kind of trading with the foreign world, then you will have to have this stamp. But now you do not have to take this stamp. You can opt out of taking the stamp because God do not want us to take the stamp. He do not want the saints of God to take this stamp because this stamp is the mark of the beast. And God forewarned us not to partake of this mark, for its branding is eternal hell and damnation against God and his law. Now, those of you that reject the mark, God said that those of you that reject the mark for the sake of Christ, then you are going to reign with God forever and ever. Because we see now to where, you know, they're saying that we're running out of money. So many banks have fell under, have closed down, you know, because they said that we don't have any money to lend anybody. But I come to serve you, notice that I know that we have money, but it's just a certain amount of money that they want to put out there at a certain given time. It's a certain amount of money that the Treasury Department want to print up. So they will keep you and I thinking that, you know, we don't have any money. But now God said that we was one of the richest nations on planet Earth. So that lets us know that we have plenty of money. And all that we don't have, we have the ink and we have the paper to print it on. So there is not really a problem in us having money to do what we need to do. But all of this is coinciding with what God's word said. And that was that money is going to be where you can throw it in the street. It'll be just like garbage, your garbage that you throw away, or your garbage that you set out for the garbage man to come and get each week. That's the way the currency is going to be. It will be of any use to you and I. And that limits us because we won't be able to eat. We won't be able to buy the things that we buy now with clothes. But with money. Because we know that now we can take money and we can put it in the bank, and we can take money and we can send it to various loved ones. We can send it to various organizations across the world. We can do whatever we chose to do with our money. If you don't want to put it in the bank, I imagine you can just find your safe deposit box around in your home. Go buy you one and put your currency in there. But I'm talking about in this time that I'm speaking of, your money will be of any use. Now, we know that look like people are steady wanting more money. They got more money than they'll ever spend in this lifetime. But it looks like they just have a need for more and more. And yet you have people sleeping under bridges, sleeping at the business building in front. I remember one particular night after church, I went by to make a nightly deposit on my PG&E bill. And it was probably around about 11:30 or maybe close to 12. And I was, I think I was riding along. And when I pulled up, I opened the door of my car and I got out and I went up to put the envelope inside of the tonight box. And there laid a man up on the steps now of the PG&E building. And I said, Lord, what? This is so sad because, you know, we have money, enough money, to where it shouldn't be anybody homeless. It shouldn't be anybody homeless. That should be a place for everybody that want to can go and have a clean and nice place to lay down and sleep. But the thing of it is, it's money. It takes money to be able to make it in this world that we call planet Earth. But I'm speaking about that time that Jesus talks about, where money will be of any use to you and I. And God tells us, he says, now this is where the faith of the saints has got to kick in. And I tell you, if we know enough of God's word, and we have enough of God's word down inside of us, then we shouldn't have any problem when this day arrives. Because God has already forewarned us of this day, of this event that's going to take place. People are saving up their money. You know, they don't want to spend anything because I'm saving this money for a rainy day. I'm saving this money for retirement. You know, I'm saving this money, you know, for my kids' education, which that's a good thing. I'm not saying don't put aside money for your child's college fund. That's just not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the people that have more money than they will ever spend in one's lifetime. That's what I'm talking about. It's so sad because you're saving up all that money for what? In a minute, it's not going to be of any use. You can't use it. You will have to have this electronic stamp placed across your forehead and in your hand. You won't have any need of money. Checks be obsolete. Coins, if you're a coin saver, coin collector, those coins will be obsolete because they are no longer using money. We'll be electronically inclined as far as our money is concerned. And we're just about there right now, because I know a couple of years ago, it just made it on the scene. I believe it was probably the first of this last year. But God just allowed me to be at the right place and the right time to listen at this on the radio news. And they was talking about that if you and I was at a restaurant and maybe we were short of $5 or $10 completing our meal, you know, to pay for our meal. Well, if you have an account set up with PayPal, then you can take your phone. You can take your phone that you use right now, and you can swipe your phone. You can swipe it, and it will automatically extract funds from your PayPal account, and that would pay for our meal that we were short on. Now, that right there is letting you know that it's coming in, and it's not playing around. It's coming in a speedy, speedy way. It's coming in here. And so what we as saints of God is going to have to do is to be ready to encounter whatever it is that you'll have to encounter, because God says that when we stand up for Christ, it's going to be a time to where we will be killed for the sake of God. We will be jailed. And all sorts of things we will encounter because what? We're standing up for Christ. We're not bowing down. We're not selling out and saying, I don't know God. Because God said that if you be ashamed of him, then he will be ashamed of you before his Father, which is in heaven. So you have to have your mind already made up whose side you're on. You're either on the devil's side, which is the 666, or you're on God's side. And so, I mean, who knows? God might may just take us out of here. We may not even have to encounter all of that. But I know we're going to have to encounter some of it because he speaks about it. But I'm just saying that it is really important that you know that come hell or high water, you are on God's side. Because that's the worst thing that you ever could do were to take the mark of the beast, because its end result is hell and damnation. So I just wanted to give you a hands up on that particular subject. 666, do not take the mark. Please, I'm begging you, do not take the mark. And it looks like my time, I can't believe it, but it looks like my time has run out. I might have to continue this episode at another time. But in the meantime, I want you to listen back to Block Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Janice Ward. I want you to have a beautiful Thanksgiving and with your family and friends. And until we meet again, you be blessed. Go with God as God go with you. Bye for now. you know what? I am so sorry. I am so sorry. I have an hour tonight, so I'm not off of the air yet. So what I will do, I will bring you a little music just to kind of even things out. I will be right back. hope that you enjoyed that selection. And we will bring another selection. And we'll have an A&B selection by Evelyn A.G. She's a gospel recording artist. And I'd like for you to listen up, if you will. I'll be back after selection.
I'm not trying to be like any other woman.
Thank you.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that selection coming from gospel recording artist Evelyn A.G., I Want to Be Like Christ. All right. Well, we're going to get right on back into the message on our tonight. Theme is No Money, Your Stamp, Please, 666. And I just wrote out a little outline of what I'm talking about. And I said that this is the perilous times as we know them to be. Extra, extra, read all about it. And the Bible says that in the book of Revelation 13 and 6, you can read it with me, and it reads like this. It says that he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no man buy or sell except one who has the mark, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Now, there you have it right there out of the Word of God. And so, as I was saying, there's going to be a time to where we can't even use our currency anymore. It really don't have much value today. The value of it, we have really lost its favor in the value of a dollar, even now. But I'm telling you, when the perilous time comes, we as saints of God will not be able to use your Grants and your Franklins and your Washingtons and your Hamiltons, because they will be of any use. They will be obsolete, out of service. The new thing will be taking the mark in your forehead or your right hand. And you don't want to take the mark. I don't care how impressive that it might look or how desperate look like it might seem. You do not want to take the mark of the beast, because the mark of the beast will be for you eternal darkness. So you don't want to take the mark of the beast. I know it will inconvenience you, but you know, God gave his life for us. So we should be in that same mindset to give our life for him. God sent his only son Jesus into the world with 39 stripes across his back. And he was pierced, like I first stated. He was pierced in his side. And the Bible says that God died until the sun refused to shine. And God gave his only begotten son. I mean, that was all he had. He didn't have a spare son. He didn't have a spare daughter, but that was his only begotten son that he sent to Calvary Cross over 2,000 years ago for your sin and mine. Who wouldn't want to have everlasting life with Jesus Christ up in heaven with the heavenly host? Because Jesus, right now, he's sitting in heaven on the right hand of his Father. Now, Jesus gave his life for us. He didn't have a whipping party where he was crying, oh, why have I got to go and die? You know, I don't want to go and die, because it was too painful.
But God loved us so much that he gave, the Bible said, he gave up the ghost. God gave his life for you and I. And if you love God, like we sing in church and sing at home and in the choir, oh, how I love Jesus. If you love God like you say you love God, then you shouldn't have any problem denying the mark of the beast. Because its end result is death. You won't get to see Jesus. You won't get to live with Jesus forever and ever if you take the mark. So it behooves us to get understanding. The Bible says that he that has an ear, let him hear. And also let him get an understanding. So taking the mark might get you a loaf of bread. It might get you a bottle of water, a gallon of water, or whatever the case might be. But the end result for you is a separation from God, an everlasting separation from God is what the mark will cost you. If you deny, because if you take the mark, you are denying God. That's the bottom line. That is your bottom line. If you take the mark, then that means that you are denying God and say, God, I don't know you. That's what you're doing. But God said that those of us that die for the sake of God and for the sake of the gospel, that we shall reign with God forever and ever. You know, that's a beautiful thing to be able to be with God up in heaven where there's no more crying, there's no more sickness, there's no more starvation, children starving over the world and eating out of garbage cans, you know, eating scrap and whatever they can get a hold to. Their little belly is swollen up with infesties. So there will be no more suffering, no more pain. And even if you die for the sake of the gospel, do you know that God loves us enough? He's not going to even allow not a soul to touch our body. Our body will lay there wherever, you know, they find us, and if they kill us, then our body would lay right there. I think it's about, probably, I think, if I make no mistake, I think it's about two more days more than Jesus, because Jesus rose on that third day. And I think our body would lay there 5 days, and God will not let anybody touch that body, because that body belonged to God. And on that fifth day, God will put life into this old body, which it was old shell. God will put life in it, and we will stand up, and it'd be just like we never died. So it would just be a temporary death, really, if we die for the sake of the gospel. Because the Bible says we're going to encounter trials and tribulations. He said that. But the end result is that we're going to live with God forever and ever. We won't have to suffer no more. We won't have to cry no more. There will be no more death. We don't have to worry about losing our loved ones, those that's gone on before us. We will just sing and shout and praise God all day without end. The Bible says that we won't have to worry about night, because night will be done away with. The Bible says that every day will be Sunday and Sabbath will have no end. And I think that's Mahalia Jackson said, there will, you know, said every day will be howdy, howdy, and never goodbye. So I tell you, it's worth losing your soul, because the eternal gain is Christ. Christ is our eternal gain. So I just wanted to bring that before you tonight. Just remember this. Because God will bring that back before you on Judgment Day. You remember back there in November 11th, 2012, you was down there on planet Earth and somebody come across the airways with a message saying, no money, your stamp, please. 666. Now, don't you forget that. You keep that embedded in your heart, in your spirit, in your soul. Don't sell out. Don't sell out to the devil. Please, I beg you today, do not take the mark of the beast. For its eternal end is hell and damnation. But if you die for the sake of Christ, you're going to live with Christ. You're going to reign with Christ forever and ever. And Jesus is not going to send nobody. He's going to come himself. He's going to wipe all the tears from your and mine eyes. That will be the last tear that you and I will ever have to cry. Because there will be no more crying living with God. There will be no more crying. We'll just live and enjoy Jesus and sing all of those gospel hymns and just enjoy Jesus and celebrate Christ, because he is the season. He is the reason for the season. Excuse me. He is the reason for the season. He is the reason that you and I exist. God is the reason, and God loves us, and he don't want us to be lost. He don't want us to be led astray. God wants us to get good doctrine and good teaching, and as long as God have me placed here on planet Earth, I'm going to give you what God give unto me, and that's the gospel truth. As I know it to be. So I just want to give you a hands up. When it come into the perilous time where money will be of any value, don't take the mark. Don't take the mark. Whatever you do, extra, extra, read all about it. The scripture reading will be coming from Revelation 13 and 16. You can read it and keep reading it. And if you seem like after you've read it several times, you still haven't gotten an understanding, ask God to open up your heart, open up your mind to receive the word of God. Because God don't want none of us lost. He don't want none of us lost because of a lack of understanding. So you read the word, read God's word, and get an understanding. And no matter what come or make, you stand for Jesus. You be determined to say, I don't care if it costs me my life. I'm going to stand for Jesus. Because if you stand for Jesus, Jesus is going to stand for you. On that great day, it would be such a joy and rewarding thing for God to open up those books and the book of life and say, my good and faithful servant. He said that I'm pleased with what you're doing. And I said, well done to you, my good and faithful servant. I think we all want to hear those words. Well done. We're working down here because we're working on our heavenly building. That's what we're doing. We're adding a pearl, or a diamond, or a ruby, or something on our house up in glory every day. When you bring a soul to Christ, you're working on your building, your spiritual heavenly home. You're working toward that goal, your crown. You know, people said, I want a starred crown. Well, that's how you get a starred crown, but you have to work for it. If you don't do any work, that's just like if you're on a job. If you don't go to work, you say, well, hey, I'm sick. I can't go to work. You know, I'm going to take off. When they'll let you off a few days. But then you'll have to go and get a doctor excuse, carry that back to your workplace, and then they will excuse you for a certain amount of number of days. But the days that they don't excuse you for, you won't get paid for those days. So It's just like I said, working on your starry crown. The more souls that you bring to Christ, the more beautiful your crown will become, because you're working toward your crown. You're working on your building, your building that's laid up, that building that God says that I go to prepare a place for you. That's the building that I'm talking about. So when you go out and you witness the goodness of Jesus to people, we don't throw the word at people. We don't try to throw it on them. If you want to hear the word, then we'll be willing to share the word with you. If you decline the word, we'll move on to someone else, because we know that it's a lot of people that would want to hear the word of God. So those that want to hear, we're willing to share with you. We're willing to share the word of God with you. So I'm just glad to be able to come, like I first stated. I'm so happy to come before you tonight and share the goodness of Jesus. And I want you to tune in with me. I'll be coming back. And I just want you to tune in to Blog Talk Radio. The program is Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Pastor Janice Ward of God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry, co-pastor Shirlene Cooks of Livermore, California, with No Bounds Ministry. And we are a combined church where we tell the truth of Jesus as we know it. Until then, I want you to be blessed. I wish you a happy holiday, a beautiful festivity on Thanksgiving, and I'll meet you back here again, Lord said the same, on next Tuesday. Until then, you be blessed. Go with God as God go with you. Bye for now.
Need help keeping your digestive balance? Try the number one gastroenterologist recommended probiotic, Align. Align naturally helps maintain digestive balance.
What can I do for you?
Try Align today.
4G LTE is the fastest. So,
which super fast 4G LTE service would you choose based on this chart? Don't rush into it, okay? I have a different chart going that way. Does that make a difference?
Verizon's so much more than the other ones.
The light
so what if we just change the format altogether?
Still sticking with Verizon.
Verizon, more 4G LTE coverage than all other networks combined.
Entry invalid.
Mode. Mode.
Oh, the Windows Phone 8X by HTC on Verizon. It features easy to navigate live tiles to customize. Just pin what matters most right to your home screen. Exclusively with DataSense, a feature that makes the most of your plan. Only on Verizon.
Mm-hmm.
You do?
I miss you.
I'll be through in a minute.
I know.
We're going to look at our